Chapter 3. The Fetus as Victim.
Blacks didn't choose slavery. Jews didn't choose the ovens. Women don't choose rape, and babies don't choose abortion. Randy Alcorn.
Rather than challenge Weddington on the intent of the original law she was attacking, J. Floyd conceded defeat on the question. But was Weddington correct? Was the Texas law originally enacted only to protect the woman, or was there concern for the unborn child? In her book, A Question of Choice, Weddington states that
there is no evidence that anti-abortion laws were passed to protect the fetus or maintain a principle about when life begins. The laws were intended simply to protect the woman. Sarah Weddington, A Question of Choice.
The legal structure of this assertion by Weddington is striking. Note that she does not definitely claim that fetal protection was not a factor in the passage of anti-abortion laws. She simply asserts that there was no evidence that the laws were passed to protect the fetus or maintain a principle about when life begins. Of course, in reality, the fact that her opposition had failed to present any such evidence did not mean it did not exist. In fact, there was plenty of evidence. It was simply not in Weddington's interest either to look for or accurately report on such evidence. Lack of information could certainly serve as an effective appeal should her logic meet with a serious challenge. From a practical perspective, Weddington's tactic was brilliant. As any good lawyer understands, it's impossible for any person to know everything there is to know. Therefore, her inability to locate evidence could be excused should her opposition happen upon the elusive pro-fetal intent behind 19th century abortion laws. But if her opposition was weak or lazy, or simply unable to locate such evidence, as proved to be the case, the notion that protection of the fetus was never a factor in the creation of anti-abortion laws would likely stick. The payoff was therefore worth the risk. And as it turned out, the payoff was greater than even Weddington had hoped. On the flip side, for the attorneys opposing Weddington, ignorance was a serious disadvantage, and it was clear that they were not well prepared for either of the two hearings. Roe and Doe were first argued on December 13, 1971, but because of the vacancy resulting from the deaths of Justices